love, welcome back to another episode of Anyway, Moving Forward with Libni. And in this podcast, you're going to learn more about self-love, self-work, business, parenthood, and relationship with the intention of helping you move forward in your life right now. So hello. So it has been really a while again. And you've probably been listening to me and you're wondering, bakit hindi sunod-sunod yung aking episodes? For the past few weeks and actually months, I've been going through travels. I've been to Australia last week actually, because we were running a retreat at the Gold Coast in Byron Bay. And then eventually I flew to Melbourne and I was able to witness sobrang ganda, the Bells Beach and actually the Great Ocean Road. After that, I went to Sydney. So there were a lot of things that happened for me for the past few weeks. And well, ever since I started this journey in self-work, life has been so magical for me. And anything that I put myself or my thoughts into, it actually becomes a reality, which is amazing. And this is what this podcast is all about, to share with you my journey, how I made things come to life. And to some of you, to also aspire and inspire you, because when I was lost at one point in my life, nobody really taught me how to do it, if you know what I mean. So hopefully this podcast has helped you in some sort of way to really figure out life and to really see outside the box that we are in. And yeah, that's how I am living my life now. And I am so excited to share it with you. So in this episode today, actually, I was supposed to write something about this. Pero sobrang dami na ng aking insights na I can't contain it anymore. So I said like, okay, fine. I'm just gonna record my thoughts. And I was supposed to like create a YouTube thing. However, kailangan ko pa mag-ayos. Kaya dito na lang tayo sa pa-record lang behind the scenes. Okay, so I want to share with you a recent question or a recent thought that was sent to me and also an experience in life. And I wanted to explain to you what actually happens when you let go of people that are actually toxic sa'yo, and how does it happen that when you start letting go of people that are toxic in your life, the right people comes along. So everything that I'm going to share here with you is just an explanation or a layman's term. And everything that I'm going to share with you is based from my experience and what I've actually realized. And a glimpse of how my thought or my mind actually thinks. Because I also get amazed by how I get downloads in every life experiences. Like, whenever I experience life, like, I get to map it across other areas of my life, which is really amazing. So that's why I'm gonna share it with you, so that you can also learn from my thoughts, from my realizations. And of course you would also benefit, because the more aware you are, the more easier it is for you to heal and to move forward in life. So what happens when you let go of people and the right people come along? And what's the magic behind all of that? So, when you put an effort to things, diba? Remember, I don't know if you know the quote from Tony Robbins, where your focus goes, your energy flows. And when you focus on a thing that is, when you focus on a certain thing, for example, the toxic people in your life, anything that you put focus on, nagpo-flow yung energy mo. And something that you put energy into, it comes to life, right? Like, that's the concept of the whole energy thing. Anything that you put your energy into, it comes to life. And anything that you put energy into, that actually gives or occupies a space in your life. So what happens is, when you have people in your life who are toxic and you entertain them because you don't know how to say no, and ito namang learning how to say no is also a trauma response, and it's going to be another topic. However, when you don't know how to say no, that space that you've allowed people to enter your life because you didn't know how to say no, yung space na yon that they've entered your life, they are actually occupying that space in your life. So let's say, for example, you have a house and this certain space, yung sala, is only designated for example, your special someone, right? And you know that special someone is coming. However, there's this toxic kapitbahay or toxic neighbor who says like, hey, let me in because I wanted to be in, I need help, I really need help right now. And that toxic neighbor is like super annoying, super disrespectful. And because of the trauma response or what seems normal to you, like maybe when you were a child, when somebody asks for help, you just say yes because diba, you're not allowed to say no. So you carry it with you growing up. So saying no for you is medyo mahirap because you would feel the pain that you used to have when you were younger when you say no. So you say yes to these people and allow them to cross the boundaries that is actually not okay for you. So what happens is when they take the seat to the sala, which is not, or to the living room, which is not actually for them, the person who was supposed to sit there couldn't come in because he or she might see that, oh, somebody's taking my seat, then I should probably go, right? So there is an opportunity missed. So this toxic person occupies this space in your house and you really feel annoyed and you feel drained because all of your energy is parang you want to say no. You want to say no to that toxic person sitting on your sofa. However, you don't want to say it because nga, you're afraid of what they will think or how they would feel. And sometimes you have this savior, parang savior capacity, savior attitude because that was what feels right for you before and it no longer feels right. However, you don't know how to say no because it has been deeply programmed to you just to, you know, say yes even if it is toxic. So what happens is you give that energy to that no by keeping it instead of saying it. So it feels really toxic because you know that this no was supposed to be said to this toxic person sitting on your couch. However, you give so much energy on the no, that's why the energy is just turning around inside you, making you feel drained, making you feel burnout, making you feel overwhelmed, making you feel heavy because you just can't release it. Right? So aside from that, you also, you know, spend that energy on actually just telling them that it's okay to sit there because they didn't say no. You're actually teaching them that it's okay to treat you that way. And for you naman, you end up presenting yourself like, why the heck am I doing this? And the only answer for me for that is that because it has been a programming when you were growing up that you can't say no to me because if you say no to me, this is what you get. And that actually worked when we were younger for our parents to protect us. And, you know, people do the best they can with the resources they have. So that was our way of validating what we were doing were right. Hopefully that made sense. So what happens is all of the energy that you've spent there, it comes back to you and you end up presenting. And this person who's sitting there doesn't know that somebody pala is waiting or that seat is for someone because you just didn't say it. So what happens there? Is the person who was supposed to be taking up that space, that energy in your house, it just didn't happen because you allowed others to take that seat. And you continue feeling it when the only way to stop that emotion or to end that emotion is to actually just say no. And to teach them, you help them by saying no, to teach them that it's not okay for you, because people treat you the way you allow others to, you allow them to treat you, right? And when you stand your ground, it's going to be messy, it's going to be annoying, it's going to be painful, because you are now reprogramming what used to be a normal program with you in the past, so that you can be true to yourself and be connected to who you really are and what you really want. And when you start creating that boundary, that healthy boundary, na, wait a minute, I'm really, and this seat is for someone, and I have to let you out of the house because it's not helping me. That person depends on how he or she grew up, or how the upbringing is, how they deal with that rejection. Sometimes some people get it, some people don't, diba? And so it becomes that's the part where it becomes messy, because emotionally you still don't know how to react to rejections. However, when you keep practicing saying no, you also teach people that it's not okay for you to do that to me. And that is actually a win-win for you, because you now get to express yourself and the tension and the heaviness is no longer there. And once you create that space for who truly deserves to be in that space, now you don't have that need to contain the energy, because the energy that is inside, you can safely express it outside, because the person who used to occupy that is no longer there. And the right person who really gets you, who doesn't judge you, who you feel safe with, allows you to just express and be who you are, and allows you to play. So that's what happens when you let go of the toxic people in your life, like that crazy neighbor who just barged into and crossed your boundaries. That's what happens. What happens is you release now the energy, you no longer contain it. That's why you feel more free, happier, and you give space for who truly deserves to be in that spot in your life. And that's when the right people come along, because you now know how to say no to people who doesn't really deserve that space. It is a trauma response, because when you start, you know, when you keep saying yes, even if it's a no. And what I've learned over the process of really getting to know myself and going deep into myself is that people do the best they can with the resources they have. And if you only know and you're aware that, oh, it's already okay for you to say no, and you get to reprogram what used to be an old program, that makes so much, that makes you so much connected with yourself, right? With yourself, when you actually allow yourself to just say no and practice it over and over again, so that it doesn't feel scary anymore, and you'd know how to handle, you know, saying no and standing your ground. So I hope that made sense. So every time you create your boundaries and be firm with your boundaries and be firm with and be really clear with what you really want. Kasi diba, it's very important for you to know what you want, so that when you know what you want, you can now filter out who's right and who's not for you. And talking about filter out and boundaries, the people who would respect these boundaries or the filters that you've created, they are your kind of people, because they would respect you and love you despite of the decisions that you have made, because it is actually for you. However, the people who are not really for you would take that filtering to another level and see, and they will start filtering themselves out, which is actually great, diba? So it's really being true to yourself, being true to your decisions, and be unapologetic about it, because you don't want to betray yourself so that you can be acceptable with others, if that made sense. You don't want to live a life knowing that you want this, however, you're not doing things that you want, because that's how you were programmed to, that's how you were given love before by your parents, because you're no longer that kid anymore. You now have a choice to unlearn the old programming so that you can live a life that is really yours, and you can start writing your story, the story that you really want, so that you can really experience this life and not just really just existing. You know, a lot of times most people are really stuck to where they are is because they are so disconnected with themselves, because they don't want to connect with themselves, with that version of them. Because when they connect to that version of them, they know that there's so much trauma that is unresolved, and they don't really know how to get out of that trauma. So instead of them facing those trauma, because they don't know how to, because we weren't taught how to, we tend to engage in relationships that are toxic. And it becomes toxic because we allow them, we allow it to enter our space because we don't know how to say no. So that's when toxic relationships come, is when you don't really know how to say no to that person, because it is so much, you know, you have this security, or you feel secured when you just continue and, you know, go with the flow, because that's what normal to you is, you know, growing up. So now my message for you is that when you find yourself in a toxic relationship, and you know that it's not something that you want, and you know that this is not aligned to what you want, and you know that there are so much red flags, I just want to let you know that you can say no to that toxic relationship, because you can. You can say no to that relationship because you wanna. You get to choose now what you really wanted to choose, because in the past you didn't have that choice. However, now I want to remind you that now you have the choice to say no. And when you create that boundaries with that person and that person disrespects you still, then you have to ask yourself, is this the person that I really want to spend my life with? Because if I continue this life with this person with the same attitude, how can I express myself when I don't feel safe? You know? And no, you know, we also have to mention that along with this creating the boundaries with whoever this person is and saying no, it is not, you know, rainbows and butterflies. It is most of the time painful because of the emotional attachment that we've added into these people, in this person. And that's a whole new other concept. However, for you to really live a life that all the things that come in are the things that are lighter, you have to filter out the people that are not right for you and say no to things that is a fuck no to you, so that you can give way to the right person in that space, even if it takes a long time. Because if you keep continuing and tolerating and accepting the wrong people in your life, then how can you expect yourself to actually have the right people in your life when you just go with the flow? When in fact, you're not just here to just go with the flow and be a robot and allow people to step into you. You are here to actually live a life that is yours and not of anyone else's. Because what is life if you're just living it for someone else, for their validation, when in fact the only person that should be looking into you is you, and to, you know, check yourself where you are right now and really embracing you and be connected with you. Because the more you are connected with yourself, the more you get to play, the more you get to express. And when you get to express because you feel safe with yourself, the more you become abundant, and there are more opportunities that you would attract because they are magnetized to your energy. Because now that the energy is not contained inside, you are now putting it outside. And that energy that you put out because it's out of play, these are the energy that people really want, because this energy is something that they don't have. And that's when you attract the right people, the people who are willing to listen, the people who are letting you express, because they know that they learn so much from you and you get to help them as well. So, yes, that is for my explanation. I know that it's long, however, I hope that you get the point that when you feel that you are not safe, run. And when you have done everything to explain your side and to feel safe or to communicate, and that communication still isn't respected, then you have to run away, out, cut the relationship, cut whatever it is. And I'm not saying just cut it out, just create that space and say that I am no longer tolerating this, and it's no longer in line, and it's not okay for me. And if nothing happens, then go and move away. Because the least thing you would do is to go and stay in a space where you are not celebrated. Because if you are not in a safe space, like a kid, when they feel like they're not in a safe space, they won't be able to express themselves. And when they won't be able to express themselves, they cannot play. Pero if you see a kid that is safe, diba? When you see a kid na safe sa'yo, they get to express themselves easily. And when they express themselves easily, you see them and you see like just a bundle of light, and you get attracted to these kids, and you say, I just want to be like a kid. Everybody wants to be a kid because they get to play. It's because they are playing and they're in a safe space. They are able to express themselves. And if you find yourself not being able to express yourselves, then run. And if you find yourself in a toxic relationship, not immediately being able to be not feeling safe, then run. Because nothing changes when nothing changes. And if for you to create that decision or to create the change in your life, you need to create the decision. But because the only power that you actually have right now, at this moment that you're listening to this, is the decision to change and your choices. So, Liv, how do you let go of toxic people? Just let them go. Just say that, well, I'm not okay with this relationship anymore and I can't see any changes that are happening. I think we're not the perfect fit. I think we're not the right fit. And when you start filtering out the wrong people in your life and stop focusing on them, you now get to focus on the right people and energize that where you focus your things. You know, you already know what you want. And by knowing what you want, you then filter out the people who are not right for you. And it's easier now to attract the right people for you because you're now more focused on the right people. Because that's what you can see. Diba? When I say, think of a green elephant, diba? Now you can think of a green elephant. Diba? Like when you go to random places and you think of a buntis or a pregnant girl, you'll really see a pregnant girl because that's what you're focused on. So I hope that made sense, and I was supposed to write it on Facebook so you can get the gist of how my mind thinks. However, that's not the case because like right now I'm on my 25 minutes of recording, so hindi ko talaga siya ma-write, and I still have so much more to tell you. And if this really landed with you, I would really appreciate if you can send me a message that yes, this landed and these are the things that I learned. Lib in Instagram, send it to me, Lib ni Fortuna, and please paki 5 stars naman dito. And anyway, yeah, that's it. That's my thought. And I hope that really helps you and sheds a light on you and give you awareness. Because I really believe that if you have the awareness, things get to be easier. It just becomes easier when you know where you are. Then you know how to write and draw the life that you want. Because in this life, you get to design whatever it is that you want. Everything that you think of, you can make it happen. And be unapologetic for yourself because you are here to live life and live your life, not other else's. And so I think that's it. And if you are looking for someone to guide you in this process, my God, oh my God. And you have the capacity to invest in yourself, or really you want to explore more on these thoughts that I have and really heal yourself, your inner child, deep dive into you, send me a DM We can do a discovery call if we're fit, because I'm just choosing the people that I want to work with, and make sure that you also are committed to yourself 110%, because my work won't work if you are not willing to do the work, if that makes sense. No matter how great I am of a coach, no matter how many lives I have transformed, if you do not have the willingness to work for yourself, it's not gonna work. So I think that's it, and I hope you have an amazing day wherever you are in this time, wherever you are. Know that you are supported, know that you are loved, know that you are so great, and I love you. And feel free to reach out, tag me on Instagram or wherever, and I really love to know your learnings on this. Love you, bye.